Well, Uwe, you've come out on the wrong side of a narrow game here today. How do you see it?
I didn't find it narrow, to be fair. I find us on the top of it for most of the game, especially in the second half. Natural for a club like MK Dons, looking at the surroundings, the ambition this club has. Of course, then the first half they had the ball, but they didn't trouble us. They had one header from outside, from the edge of the... We did really well in our shape. Plan was always in the second half to attack more. Coming on the back of three away games in 6 days was tough for us, but I didn't saw any sign of fatigue. The players gave me everything. Really proud of them, how they pushed. We should have scored a goal for Jordi. We had enough, apart from that, we had two or three really good opportunities. I think about Amari Bello overhitting the ball. I think about shots from the edge of the box where we didn't connect proper, but we was on the top. And MK Dons, we pushed MK Dons back to the edge of the box throughout the whole second half.
It was just the final ball, perhaps, here
yes.
and there, wasn't it?
They just missing the last. Exactly what you said. This is completely right. The last ball, the last little bit of quality in the last 20 meters. That was the only thing what was missing. But my players gave me everything. Some players like Amari improved massively from first half to second half. First half was not his standard. He didn't push himself hard enough. Second half, he was fantastic how he pushed himself, and that was that Amari Bell, who wants to go do better and higher things.
It's a fine finish from Chuk Saniki, but a messy build-up.
We had the chance twice to clear the ball. Disappointing. And that is the detail what we lost today. We lost not against a team who outplayed us or had been better than us. We lost today on a detail and on a player. With Chuk Saniki, who has a very, very good potential. And that little bit of know-how, that little bit of nous to deal in those situations cost us today. But I can't ask for any more. I'm really, really proud of my players, how we pushed it in a stadium like that, three away games in 6 days. So that's all what I can say.
How much does it take out the players? That I mean, you said that they weren't fatigued today, but mentally, it's a lot of travelling, isn't
it? Yeah, I think Wes Burns, I think did surprisingly really well. We didn't have time to play him on that position and try him and work him in training, and he did really well. Obviously, he told me after it's different than a striker because you need to be mentally all the time on spot on, and he... Physically, he could probably go longer, but mentally, he was tiring. We saw that already in the end of the first half, but I'm very proud of Wes. Wes did really well. He did well against Carlisle for 90 minutes, where he was running over 12K. And today, he did everything what I'm asking him to do.
And defensively, he's having to do more, I suppose, in that position.
Especially in the first half. Especially in the first half, where they had more of the ball. And we was more question was asked of us. To defend, but we did that really well because they didn't create any chances. Second half, we came on the top of it. Like I said, the plan was always to bring the third striker on, and that gave us the momentum to push them back. And fortunately, we didn't have today that little bit of quality in the last 20 minutes, 20 meters.
You've had a heavy workload. Are you looking forward to a few days without a game? Ready for next weekend?
Majority of the players will have a few days now, time to recover. One or two have to come in and have to do training to keep the levels up. And but in general, I think the squad, the staff, everybody deserved a couple of days where we can recharge and be ready for the week after, where we have three games.
Yeah, I'm pleased to be back at home. I expect after all this.
Yeah, this is important for us. We came performance-wise and results-wise. We came through that last week, not too bad. Obviously, today for me, it was probably the most important game from all three of them. We just lost, but the performance was okay, especially in the second half. I'm very proud of that.